Welcome to the Shambana Proud Podcast, where self-professed Champaign Urbana area gurus chat about what's going on and what and who you need to know so you can enjoy the endless good things happening in our vibrant communities. Now here's your hosts, Terry Reefsteck and Carly McCrory McKay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shambana Proud. Today is February 1st. This is Carly with the Champaign County EDC.
And this is Terry with Experience Champaign Urbana.
Thank you to our wonderful sponsor, Cranart Center for the Performing Arts. Terry and I are stuffed,
to say the least.
We have been indulging in Champaign Urbana Area Restaurant Week, and has not disappointed.
Yeah. We kicked off the first 2 days together, so yes. That was fun. Went to the Wheelhouse on Friday night, on opening night of Restaurant Week, and really had a phenomenal meal from start to finish. It was three courses. I think we all loved what we had. We were all kind of eating off of each other's plates a little bit. Mm-hmm. Plus, we got a side of cheese curds, which—
You don't go to the Wheelhouse and not get cheese curds.
Yeah. And then the Space the next night, which we did their tasting menu. And I just got to say, like, that was about as creative as it could get.
It was really incredible. And yeah. I'm hoping that they do more tasting menus throughout the year. Because,
absolutely. I'm 100% there if they do.
It was so good.
Yeah. I enjoyed every single course. But you had one that caused you a little pause. I'm going to make you talk about it.
I can't.
She's going to start gagging because she did after dinner. Oh, now she's going to be laughing. So the fourth course, we had choices between a panna cotta or foie gras Snickers ice cream. See, she's trying not to gag right now. And I just have to tell the story because it's kind of funny. As she ordered the foie gras Snickers ice cream, and as she was waiting for it, she's like, wait, what is foie gras? And at the same time, both me and Tate, Carly's husband, looked at her and were like, do not look it up. So she looked it up.
Because the immediate, very loud demand to not look it up, of course, gave me great concern.
Yeah. So then... I tried a few bites. So I suppose that's a little
bit
of a win.
With a lot of chocolate and the peanuts were really good.
Yeah. So. And then she passed the plate down.
Yeah. To Daniel.
Eat this. Which he and Tate split it. So.
Yeah.
And then Carly proceeded to gag for the rest of the night. So that was a lot of fun. But I thought it was delicious.
Yes.
It was very good.
Yes.
The whole meal
was just
incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I loved it so much.
Yeah. I followed it up with Baldarotas, Koh I Noor, The Space. I mean, I'm real full.
Yeah.
Real full.
Yeah. Same. I've eaten a lot of meat this week.
Yeah.
I went to Martinelli's. Got their beef and
that's
cheddar.
That's on my list still. Yep.
I went back to the Space to get the special burger as a quick bite. So we're making our way through.
Yeah. And this is the last weekend. So if you have not gone out, you've got today, Friday, and Saturday. And I will say it will be busy this weekend. So make sure you get those reservations or eat early or go later. Definitely try to avoid peak times if you don't have reservations somewhere. But this is your last chance. And some of these places have some really outstanding menus. So make sure you take advantage. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm excited for these last couple days.
I am too. All right. But let's talk about what else is coming up this weekend. Back to one of our favorite spots in town at Cranart Art Museum is their spring opening night. It's actually tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. It is the opening of a new exhibit featuring Jen Everett, who collects everyday photographs of Black life in the U.S. from thrift stores and generations from her Midwestern and Southern family. She reconstructs the images to start conversation about Black life, kinship, and collective gathering. This show, Could You Dim the Lights, is her first solo museum presentation. So happening tonight, or kicks off tonight at CAM, and you can find more information on their website.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a really great exhibit. I look forward to checking that one out. Completely different end of the spectrum. This one I know I'm going to this weekend because I live with two boys. We are going to the Comic and Toy Show that is happening at Marketplace Mall on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll feature all things pop culture with comics, toys, games, art, cosplay, and much more. It's going to be filled with artists and vendors, and they're also going to have a video game tournament and a cosplay showcase. So all the nerds in my family will really enjoy it. I'm sure there will be lots of Spider-Man stuff, which is always what we're looking for. So looking forward to that one.
And one of my favorite national holidays, apparently, that I didn't know was a holiday, is National Ice Cream for Breakfast Science Experiment. So this is happening Saturday from 12 to 2 at the Martin Center in Champaign. So apparently the first Saturday of February is National Ice Cream for Breakfast Day, something I can definitely get behind. And apparently, Terry, your dad.
Yeah. He loves Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Like Vanilla Blizzard with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is his favorite treat ever, and he will eat it every single day if he can. So, Dad,
go get some ice cream.
You can go get some ice cream for breakfast.
I love it. All right. Well, you can join the Park District on Saturday from 12 to 2 to celebrate by making your own ice cream. And this is a free event and obviously family friendly.
Yeah. All right. Another great event happening this weekend is the Vietnamese Tet Festival. This is on Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library. This is part of the Lunar New Year celebration that's going to be held in partnership with the Center for East Asian and Pacific Studies and the Vietnamese Family and Student Group at the UIUC. They'll have plenty of kids activities celebrating this holiday, which celebrates the arrival of spring based on the Vietnamese calendar and also marks the first day of the Lunar New Year. So love to see these types of celebrations happening here in our community, so make sure you go and check that out. And last but not least, the Fighting Illini Women's Gymnastics competes on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Hoff Hall. They are having a phenomenal season, so go out and cheer them on as they compete on bar, beam, floor, and vault against their Big Ten foe Rutgers. These events are always so fun and high energy, great for kids to go and check out, totally free, and I just, you know, have a soft spot in my heart for gymnastics after watching it for 9 million years with my daughter. And this is the first year where I've not had gymnastics in my life. So I'm really feeling the need to go out and cheer these ladies on because I know how hard they work.
And it's at Hutt Falls.
And it's always an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tons of orange and blue spirit. So.
Yes. All right. Well, what are you up to this weekend, Terry?
Well, I'm eating.
Yeah. That's pretty much what eating, I'm focused on.
Okay, eating and then going to the comic and toy show. And then I imagine I will probably go for a long run and eat some salad on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to be eating a lot of greens.
Right. It's going to be like all veggies and green stuff for like the next week until we get to Super Bowl. And then we get to like
snack again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you doing?
The same.
Yeah.
Going to consume as much as I can for the rest of restaurant week, and then got some family parties. But otherwise, Sunday will need to be a sort of detox
day. Yes, 100%.
Relax and detox day and probably watch some basketball.
Yeah, yeah. Always a good way to end the weekend.
Indeed. All right, well, let us know what you're up to this weekend over at jambanaproud.com. If you have questions that you want answered about Champaign-Urbana, or you just have ideas for things that we should talk about, let us know. And while you're over at jambanaproud.com, pick up some of our amazing merch.
Lots to do.
Lots to do. All right. Cheers, Terry.
Cheers, Carly.
You've been listening to the Champaign Proud Podcast with Terry Reifstek and Carly McCrory McKay. Thanks to our sponsor, Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, for their continual support. See their calendar of upcoming performances at krannertcenter.com. Our theme music was produced by Perennial Sound Studios in Champaign, Illinois. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us your comments and feedback at champaignaproud.com. I'm Sean Kutzko. Thanks for listening. See you next time.